IT index plunges amid OpenAI threat.
IIT Madras startups eye US market.
IMAI versus Indian government over proposed IT rules.
Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi on a 5-day visit to India meets Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start with the markets, where Indian IT stocks saw sharp selling pressure today after OpenAI unveiled a new $4 billion AI enterprise deployment company.
That's true. Very interesting announcement. It's also important because the concern is no longer just AI writing code. Investors now fear that frontier AI firms are moving directly into enterprise implementation and consulting work. So areas traditionally dominated by Indian IT services companies are likely to be impacted.
The Nifty IT index fell 3.7%, with stocks reacting not just to slower traditional demand, but also growing concerns around AI-led pricing pressure.
Yes, this is something we've highlighted in our AI Edge weekend edition as well. If you haven't subscribed, please do. So companies like OpenAI, Anthropic and Google are now pushing deeper into workflow execution, orchestration and transformation services.
Which means the bigger risk is not only automation of coding work, but compression of the broader labor-heavy IT services stack itself.
Yes, OpenAI's new venture reportedly also includes backing from IT services players like Capgemini, which shows how even incumbents may increasingly need to partner with frontier AI firms.
Analysts say the model looks very similar to the consulting plus execution approach popularized by Palantir, where engineers are embedded directly inside enterprises. And the long-term concern is that traditional IT firms could slowly become subcontractors to AI platforms instead of being end-to-end transformation partners themselves. Now, from AI disruption to deep tech expansion, where a group of IIT Madras startups is preparing to take its ambitions global.
That's right. A new batch of IIT Madras incubated startups is now exploring the US market across sectors like electric aviation, edge AI, immersive technology and industrial efficiency after participating in the Select US Investment Summit.
One of the most closely watched names is the ePlane company, which is building electric vehicle takeoff and landing aircraft.
Yes, the startup plans to begin with air ambulances before expanding into air taxis and cargo operations. So air ambulances services are expected to begin by early 2028. Now, the company is also considering setting up an assembly unit in the US as part of its long-term expansion strategy.
Then there's Atri AI, which is setting up its US headquarters in California with a planned investment of around $2 million over the next few years. Atri AI builds edge-native AI systems, meaning the processing happens directly on devices instead of relying fully on cloud infrastructure.
Yes, the company's systems are already being used for real-time accident detection and traffic monitoring, and it is now exploring use cases in waste management, wildlife conservation, and smart infra as well.
Other startups making similar moves include Satori XR, which is targeting automotive and manufacturing clients in Michigan with AI-powered 3D enterprise tools.
Yes, and there is greenvironment.ai, which is exploring water and environmental infra projects in the US, while Zero Watt is focusing on helping manufacturers reduce energy costs using AI and IoT systems.
The broader trend here is that many Indian deep tech startups are now thinking globally much earlier in their life cycle, not just for fundraising, but also for strategic partnerships and market access. On to policy and regulation, where India's internet industry is pushing back against proposed changes to IT rules.
As the Internet and Mobile Association of India, or IAMAI, has urged the government to withdraw several provisions in the draft amendments, arguing that they could significantly expand government powers over platforms.
Much of the concern centers around proposed Rule 3.4, which would require intermediaries to comply with government advisories, standard operating procedures, clarifications, and directions as part of their due diligence obligations.
So the IAMI says that this effectively gives quasi-legal status to executive communications without going through proper legislative scrutiny. So the association has specifically asked METI to scrap the clause entirely.
Another concern is around news content and AI-generated material. The proposed amendments could bring user-generated news content posted on social media platforms under the IT rules framework.
Another point raised includes, you know, about mandatory labeling of AI-generated content, saying that implementing such requirements at scale may be technically difficult for industries.
Broadly, the industry body argues the draft rules leave too much room for discretionary government intervention without clearly defined limits. So this is shaping up to be a larger debate around platform liability, intermediary protections, and how AI content should be governed going forward. And finally, a quick update coming in. Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi is currently on a five-day visit to India, where he met Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in New Delhi.
Yes, in a post on X after the meeting, Khosrowshahi said Uber's discussions focus on the company's long-term investment roadmap for India and the role digital mobility platforms can play in economic growth.
India remains one of Uber's largest and fastest growing markets globally, and the company has been expanding aggressively across ride hailing, bike taxis, auto rickshaws, logistics, and public transport integrations.
So the visit comes at a time when mobility platforms are also navigating changing state regulations, competition and urban transport, with players like Rapido and Namayatri in the picture, and growing demand for multimodal mobility services. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the tech and startup team for the stories we covered today.
Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.